Good evening, everyone. I'm Anne-Marie Cronin, and I'm your host for another edition of the Creative Learning Concepts radio show. Creative Learning Concepts serves as a perfect complement to the school systems, offering resources and assistance to students who, for whatever reason, may fall behind or out of sync. Each show, we discuss how to cope with some of the challenges students face as they move through the academic and personal growth world of education. How do parents, educators, therapists, and clinicians keep children engaged and wanting to come to school and actually enjoying the process of learning? How do we build a successful, stress-free academic environment? We're here today with David Green, insurance specialist with Lau & Lau Associates in Bloomfield Hills. Siobhan Cronin, commentator and concert violinist, is joining us again for a lively discussion. We'll be right back on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to another edition of the Creative Learning Concepts radio show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, here tonight with special guest David Green, insurance specialist with Lau & Lau Associates in Bloomfield Hills, and Siobhan Cronin, commentator and concert violinist. Unfortunately, Lisa Popper can't be joining us tonight. She's down with a bad case of laryngitis. We wish her well, and we hope she'll be back on the air next month. David, thank you for joining us. The reason why we asked you to come in and talk on the show is because Lisa gets a lot of inquiries all the time from parents who have children who need to be treated, and we want to know what is the story with healthcare, and is healthcare covering the services that she provides at Creative Learning Concepts?
Well, thank you, Anne-Marie. The good news is that under the healthcare law, the ACA Affordable Healthcare Law, the limits that used to exist on things like autism and mental health are gone away. They don't exist any longer. So plans, people with autism are now going to be treated the same as any other disease. There are no limits in terms of annual maximums. There are no copayment limits, things of that nature, which is an awful lot better and very good news for those that suffer with autism or Asperger's or some of those related conditions.
Now, you've been really busy recently getting people signed up, and I know it's very confusing now with healthcare and that you can't sign up whenever you feel like it. Can you talk to us a little bit about what the limitations are when you can get on the wagon with healthcare?
Absolutely, Anne-Marie, and that is very timely because a lot of people are not aware that the annual open enrollment period still is open. It hasn't closed at this point, even though we're beyond the first of the year now. Individuals have until the 31st of January to sign up for individual health care or for marketplace health care. So there's still some time. Those benefits will be available, will be effective on March the 1st. They don't kick in immediately, but they will be effective on March the 1st. So there is still time, and people should look into that coverage before we get to the end of January.
So are you saying that, I mean, I was under the impression that you had to be signed up for healthcare coverage by the end of December, and now this is where here we are, middle of January, and what you're saying is that there's still time or something has changed?
No, nothing changed, but there was actually a three-tiered open enrollment period, if you will. If you signed up until the 15th of December, your coverage would be effective on January 1st. Those that didn't do that had from the 16th of December through the 15th of January to sign up for a February 1st effective date. And then there are another 2 weeks after that period, up until the 31st of January, that people will be able to sign up and have coverage on March the 1st.
Okay, and you're talking about private insurance coverage right now, and we also want to know a little bit about how that differs from Obamacare. Would you like to explain that to us?
Absolutely, Anne-Marie. There really is no difference per se. The law affects all carriers. It affects all individuals, whether you buy your coverage on the marketplace and are eligible for a subsidy, or whether you buy that coverage from a private carrier, or whether you pick it up through an employer plan. The rules on Obamacare and ACA coverage are all the same, pretty much. There are some exceptions with regard to self-funded insurance plans from employers, but I don't think we need to go into those at this point. But absolutely, the laws and the levels of benefits are the same regardless of where you acquire that coverage.
Now, if a parent is coming in with a child who needs care, I know that they may have to be seen once a week or twice a week or three times a week. I think one of the issues is, what are the limitations? Do you have information for us on what the limitations are or how long coverage will last? Because some of these people may be in treatment for a short time and they may be, you know, it may require a longer period of treatment. And I think that's a question that she gets at the clinic all the time is, how do we take care of, you know, the insurance? How much does the insurance cover? And are there limitations or caps to the insurance coverage for these types of challenges and disorders?
Yes, Anne-Marie. Well, most health care plans are no longer allowed to deny or to limit or to exclude or change any of these coverages. They can't impose pre-existing limitations as they used to be able to in the old days. There's just they have unlimited benefits now under these programs for the most part.
So what you're saying then is that regardless of whether a child needs to come in 4 days a week, 3 days a week, whether it's an hour and a half, 2 hour session, whether it's a mixture of speech therapy or any of the other treatment modalities that she provides in here, that there is no limit and it's completely paid for? Is that what you're saying under these healthcare plans?
Well, plans vary. I'm not saying that all plans are covered at 100%, but what I am saying is that healthcare plans cannot put lifetime dollar limits on the benefits, and they can impose pre-existing limitations on these conditions that exist. So it varies somewhat. I'm not saying that every plan is covered at 100%. Some plans are covered 80-20. Some plans are covered after copays. But nonetheless, they are not limited. In years past, you would see dollar limits on mental and nervous conditions and so forth, and those are gone. Those are gone under the Affordable Care Act benefits.
Well, this is all very helpful information, and we want to come back and continue this discussion. We're going to go to a quick break, and in the meantime, you're listening to the Creative Learning Concepts radio show. Lisa Popper is the founder of the Popper Institute and director of Creative Learning Concepts. Unfortunately, she's under the weather and not with us tonight, but we're here with David Green, who's talking about insurance, and we're also joined with Siobhan Cronin, concert violinist. We'll be right back. In the meantime, you're listening to the Creative Learning Concepts radio show on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to the Creative Learning Concepts radio show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, here tonight with special guest David Green, insurance specialist with Lau & Lau Associates in Bloomfield Hills, and Siobhan Cronin, commentator and concert violinist. We're here this evening talking about healthcare, insurance matters, and coverage as it pertains to students who might need treatment or help with special challenges and disorders. Dave, coming back to you, you were talking about open enrollment and you're talking about getting healthcare coverage. And I know you've been very busy lately signing everybody up. What about, you mentioned over the break about penalties for not purchasing healthcare under the Affordable Care Act. Can you touch base on the nature of these penalties in 216 for not purchasing healthcare?
Absolutely, Anne-Marie, and there has been a penalty for a while now, but the penalty is significantly increased for 2016. The minimum penalty in 2016 is $695, but the government has done some estimates on this based on the average earnings and so forth. Most people that do not buy health care are going to have a penalty close to $1,000 in 2016 for not having health care. So it's significant. There's a 2.5% of your income penalty over and above the minimum. So if your income is a little bit higher, you're looking at more than the minimum of $695. It can be significant. But that being said, that's not the most significant issue. The most significant issue in my mind is the fact that somebody that doesn't have health care coverage doesn't have health care coverage. I myself can think of an instance where I thought I was having a heart attack, went into the hospital, wound up having acid reflux disease. I was in the hospital one day, but the bill was over $15,000 just to find out that basically I had gas. Thank heavens I had health care, and most of that was covered by my carrier. I just think it's imperative that people consider the fact that they need health care in 2016, not only for the penalty, but for the safety for their families and for their children. And for those that have issues with autism and Asperger's and things of this nature, the benefits are richer than they've ever been for those conditions today under the Affordable Care Act. So firms like Lisa Popper are going to charge, and there's going to be fees involved. And if you don't have coverage for that, those things have to be paid for with cash. And so it's an important issue that people have health care at this point in time.
Yes, and I know from interviewing Lisa over the past year that we've been running this radio show that she does have a broad spectrum of students with different types of challenges, but even within the spectrum of autism, there are many different things that require treatment. It's not just a very simple treatment modality. And I know that she has to have some of her clinicians do speech therapy and meditation and various other treatment modalities. And you were talking about how the healthcare coverage right now is richer. Can you please tell us what sorts of things parents can expect to get coverage in the autism spectrum?
Absolutely. The autism benefits cover treatments and services for applied behavioral analysis, which is a specialized treatment for autism. It covers physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy as part of treatment for autism. There's also nutritional counseling as part of treatment for autism and other mental and medical services and diagnosis for the treatment of that disease. Outpatient mental health services are also covered. It's very extensive. The coverage is extensive.
And, you know, we're talking about copays. What is the average copay? I mean, people need to know not just what the copay is, but also what the deductibles are. So in these plans, I noticed that some of the deductibles are very high, so people need to pay attention to that as well. You don't want to be in a situation where on paper it looks like you're getting a good deal, but the reality is that the deductible is so high you might never quite make the deductible. Can you address that?
Certainly. The plans are all labeled as bronze, silver. They're what are called metals tiers. So you have platinum plans, which are the very, very rich plans with low deductibles, low co-insurance, so forth. And then you have the gold plans, which are not quite as expensive but still pretty pricey, slightly higher deductibles, and then the silver and on to the bronze. The bronze plans have pretty high deductibles. There's no question about it. These plans have high deductibles. And there is the traditional co-insurance present in most plans, the 80-20 co-insurance, where the carrier pays 80% and the individual is on the hook for the 20%. So those issues are still there. Additionally, there are co-pays. Co-pays are fixed dollar limits, and typically a copay runs $20, $30, $40, something in that range. A doctor's office copay visit, for example, you'd pay that copay, and then the rest of that doctor office visit would be covered. So this is the nature of the plans. But something that's new, as I mentioned earlier, is that there are no maximums anymore. There is no maximum benefit to any of these plans.
Yeah, there used to be a cap, right? There used to be a cap on how much would be paid out. So is that completely obliterated now? Is that gone? For example, if you go into the hospital and you've got a hospital stay that's humongous, are the caps completely obliterated regardless of the plan?
They are, Anne-Marie. There are no maximums on plans that I know of any longer. But they were significant. I mean, you saw maximums of $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, that type of thing. No maximums at all under the ACA plans.
Okay, well, that's good news. Siobhan, maybe you can weigh in on what you know about insurance coverage in amongst your sect of young people. So here you go.
Well, unfortunately, I fall into that sect of young people that know less than nothing about health coverage. And I suppose from my perspective, being at that pivotal age of 26 that, you know, a lot of people talk about now is, you know, I wonder, as your advice to a young person considering different health plans, you know, I'm at the year where I will no longer be eligible to be on my family's health care plan. And compared to a lot of my friends who work for corporations that may include benefits in, you know, as part of their compensation package, I am a self-employed individual, and, you know, a lot of the work I do is through independent contracts, and so I don't have employer-sponsored or provided health coverage. And so, you know, I feel like it would be interesting for someone my age to know where they can look for resources and how to find out what's the best possible option for coverage.
Well, that's interesting, and I will tell you, Siobhan, there are options for young people with most carriers, and those plans are called catastrophic plans. And those plans are typically high deductibles. They do cover preventative services, as all plans do, things like mammograms and pap smears and those types of preventative services. But the good news is that those plans are relatively inexpensive. They're typically available to those under 30 years or under age 30 typically. And again, catastrophic plans are perfect matches for healthier, younger people who don't need, you know, really comprehensive. The plan is still comprehensive, but it has high deductibles, and it just makes sense. Those plans are not available to anybody over 30, however. Then you got to get into the bronze and the silver and the other richer plans.
Now, another question from my end is I'm someone that's pretty passionate also about health and nutrition and fitness and things like that, and it would be interesting to know, are there any special benefits for people that do maintain active, healthy lifestyles, or, you know, non-smokers, non-drinkers? I feel like these are all things that may play into paying less for insurance over time. Can you give any sort of insight into, you know, ways in which a young person might be able to get sort of the lowest possible payment for health insurance?
Sure. Well, there are some group plans available that have wellness visits in them and so forth, and there are special ratings for those that don't smoke or that take better care of themselves maybe, or have better diet, are living off of a better diet and that type of thing, get more exercise. But as an individual, I don't know of any special plans that would serve you, since you're going to be buying your own coverage, it sounds, since you're an independent contractor.
Okay, well, I mean, all of this information is certainly very helpful, and I appreciate your weighing in, Siobhan, as to the issue of when you get to a certain age, you're no longer covered under your family health plan, and it's something that you need to look into, so it's certainly an interesting topic. Anyway, we're going to go to a quick break. In the meantime, you're listening to the Creative Learning Concepts radio show. Lisa Popper, founder of the Popper Institute and director of Creative Learning Concepts, is unfortunately under the weather and not able to join us today, but we hope and wish her a speedy recovery. You can still always reach her by calling 844-4-POPPER or by visiting her online at creativelearningconceptsmi.com. Again, that web address is creativelearningconceptsmi.com. You're listening to the Creative Learning Concepts radio show on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to the Creative Learning Concepts radio show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, here tonight with Siobhan Cronin, commentator and concert violinist. Our guest on the earlier segment was David Green of Law & Law Associates in Bloomfield Hills, who was kind enough to come in and join us and fill us in on all matters of insurance, which is extremely important when you have children that need care for whatever, be it autism, Asperger's, ADHD, any of the challenges that today's young children get diagnosed with, which may be an ongoing problem or it may be something that is just a short term. I did want to talk a little bit about Lisa Popper, who is the owner and creator of Creative Learning Concepts and the founder of the Popper Institute. She also publishes books, literacy books, and has a wonderful clinic that is a non-traditional clinic setting where she does great work with children who have a broad spectrum of challenges as they're navigating their way through school. Lisa's approach has certainly been out of the box, in her own words. She likes to look for all the nooks and crannies of things that may be causing children to be held back. She is certainly very well educated, very well credentialed, and does a great job with the treatment. I've heard so many testimonials from parents who have called and who have come in that have talked about the great work she does and how she was a true find in helping them with their children's challenges, be it children in preschool or all the way through. She certainly has long-term and short-term patients. She has students that she's worked with for many years, and she's had a lot of short-term successes with children who were very hard to diagnose. She's had some very rare cases that she's spoken about on the radio before, but she just really likes to get into the level of thinking of the child. She has a very interesting approach to treatment, and she certainly involves a lot of unusual therapies in here that don't look as though they're clinical, but they are clinical. She gets into meditation. She gets into laughter therapy. She gets into a broad range of regular clinical proven therapy, as well as a lot of out-of-the-box thinking therapies, as she's often said, whatever it takes. She certainly, with many of her children, has talked about getting into their level of thinking and getting down into their world, actually, so that she can figure it from the inside out. It's a very holistic approach, and she leaves no stone unturned. In watching her during her clinical practice, I think that she absolutely, the first thing you notice about her is that the children, when they come in here, they're immediately her friend. She's playing with them, laughing, joking. She's always got her dog here. Sometimes she has, sometimes she doesn't. But certainly has that magical Pied Piper effect of getting down to their level and being able to interact with them on a level that you very rarely see in a clinician or in a therapist. And from that point on, she works from, as she says, she works from the inside out. And her clinic is filled with games and songs and toys, and she likes to start by getting to know and enter into the child's world. It's a very interesting approach to treating children with many disorders. It's certainly, she has been asked a lot when people come into the clinic about insurance, and that's why we invited David Green to come in, specialist, and tell us, and we were happy to hear that there are no limitations anymore, whether it's long-term or short-term clinical therapy. Anyway, I know that Siobhan Cronin, who has been one of our commentators on the show each month and has brought a lot to the table from the perspective of the student who's already completed her education and is now a young artist and also a musician, and she has been involved in a lot of music therapy. Siobhan, I'm going to pass this over to you and ask you to comment on music therapy and what Lisa's doing in this clinic that is different from what you might see elsewhere.
Right. Well, it's interesting that, you know, unfortunately, Lisa is not feeling well tonight and she's not here with us. But might I just comment that it's very apparent how different the energy is in the room when she's not here versus when she is here. And that certainly plays into everything that you just said about the way that she affects people and the way that she communicates with people and the way that she brightens a room. And certainly, you know, even though I haven't necessarily interacted with her in the way that she interacts with other students who are dealing with a particular issue, I certainly have had plenty of personal interactions with her. And I know that, you know, even just being able to walk into the room and have a bright personality and somebody that, you know, asked me how I was doing and was an ear for me, you know, someone that listened to some of the things that I was going through in my life just through our various, you know, friendly and casual conversations. She's an absolutely wonderful person who does enter into your mind and tries to see things the way that you see things and help you out in many ways. You know, in terms of my exposure to the work that Lisa does, I'm really amazed that she does incorporate every single mode of artistic expression and the way that she works with kids. I personally, being someone that's very moved by music and has chosen to pursue that in my life, understand how powerful that can be in helping, you know, a child. And she absolutely incorporates that in many ways into the way that she works with kids. Artistic expression of all sorts and ways to sort of open up the brain. And I can see how it's made an incredible difference in her clients' lives.
Yeah, and I know that she's she does have these literacy books that she publishes, and I know that she's been talking recently about the addition of doing CDs to go along with the books, which I think is a wonderful addition. She's always thinking about how to incorporate music. She incorporates music a lot in her therapy, and it's just interesting to see how she gets these children engaged. And once she gets them engaged, I've often seen that, you know, they get so engaged in being in the clinic that when their parents come to pick them up, they don't want to go home. So, I mean, that right there tells you that something's going on here that's more than just, you know, a visit to the doctor, a visit to the clinic. There's nothing, although the outcome is clinical and therapeutic, I think that the process is certainly, you know, more magical than that and more incorporating all of the different modalities that she incorporates. Play and laughter, are at the top of my mind. And, you know, we can't see her on the radio, unfortunately, but she is a very little person with a very big personality. So I think that when people come in, one of the first things they notice about her is how she is very effervescent and very bubbly and very engaging. And you just immediately feel as though there's an immediate rapport and friendship with her, which works very well with kids. Anyway, Siobhan, do you have any more to tell us about music therapy and how it's working in this clinic here?
Well, I'm not sure that I have a lot to say more about music therapy, but what I can say is that for those of you tuning in till the end of the show, I mean, we're going to play a rap song that she and I worked on together, and that is, you know, a very typical example of the type of creative collaboration and sort of project that she would engage someone in. You know, the fact that she thought it would be cool to write a rap song about the ABCs. Now, I don't know that many people that would think about that as a way of, you know, a teaching method or a learning method, and I think that's just a totally brilliant example of the ways in which she's demonstrated that using art and music is a totally viable way of you know, engaging someone in an educational setting. You know, and even me personally being able to work with her on something like that opened up my mind to a whole different slew of possibilities and in terms of creative expression. So, you know, it's not to say that she can only help kids. I think that she's an absolutely valuable resource to adults as well. Young adults, people my age, you know, there's no limit to her ability to understand and get inside the mind of a person and really see the world the way that they see it and give some really valid, thoughtful, viable advice on how to approach different problems.
Yes, and you're going to, I'm glad you mentioned the ABC rap because we always close the show with that, and that certainly was one of our earlier collaborations, and it was just a wonderful idea to create that. Anyway, we're going to go to a quick break. In the meantime, you're listening to the Creative Learning Concepts radio show. Lisa Popper, the founder of the Popper Institute and director of Creative Learning Concepts, is unfortunately not with us this evening due to a bad case of laryngitis, but we wish her well and hope to have her back on the show next month. You can always reach her by calling 844-4-POPPER or visiting her online at creativelearningconceptsmi.com. You're listening to the Creative Learning Concepts radio show on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to the Creative Learning Concepts radio show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, here tonight with Siobhan Cronin, commentator and concert violinist. We also had David Green on earlier talking about all matters of health care insurance, very important in the treatment of children and everybody for that matter of fact. Anyway, we're back talking about the Popper Institute and Lisa Popper and the work that she does here. One of the things that she's been very good at doing over the past year on these shows is inviting in specialists every month with a broad range of very serious, helpful, and informative input. She's had incredible guests on the show. She had the very famous cardiologist, Joel Kahn, who came in and talked about all matters about healthcare and about the care of children and the treatment of children and adults, nutrition. He covered a broad spectrum of deliverable care from his practice and from his specialty in nutrition, which, as we all know, he opened up a restaurant, Green Space, which is a plant-based nutrition restaurant. She's also had people in from Brookfield Academy. She's had educators. She's had people in from the retail industry talking about self-esteem. What we want to say is that she's really looked at how she can help people understand that it's a very complicated diagnosis many times. It's not as easy as it seems on the face of it. And it certainly isn't about having somebody go to a doctor and be diagnosed with a disorder and handed a pill and hope that it goes away. She's always talked about knowing the, understanding the child from the inside out and taking a very comprehensive approach to treatment. We have to say kudos to you, Lisa, for the work that you're doing here, and sorry you weren't able to join us tonight. Siobhan, any comments?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's, you know, it's interesting because we live in a world now where people are realizing more and more that everything is more of a holistic problem, you know, that it's not so much about very specialized issues anymore. And that, you know, if you look at illness, whether it's physical, mental, various struggles that people are experiencing, it could come from a number of different issues. It could be something that's neurological. It could be something that's as simple as a nutritional issue. You know, I've heard stories of people that might, you know, be experiencing something they perceive to be a mental or neurological issue, and maybe it's a gluten intolerance, you know. So it's always interesting to have access to this wealth of information from various specialists on this show and just, you know, out in the world to consider that there are a lot of, you know, complicated factors that may play into, you know, one recognizable issue. And what I really appreciate about the work that Lisa does is that that's exactly the approach she takes with all people. And it's not just necessarily the work she does. I think it's also in, you know, her personal life and personal relationships. You can tell when you speak to her and when you interact with her that she's sort of listening to the whole issue. And, you know, that's something that whether you're a child that's, you know, dealing with something that, you know, may be treatable by her or another, any specialist, whether it's a doctor or anything, it's important to be able to have a resource in your life where there's someone that's considering the holistic issue and giving you the resources to try and target all the different areas that might be a problem.
And I've noticed many times in some of the testimonials that we've taken in from parents and in seeing the parents and educators that have come into the clinic before, that they really appreciate the fact that she does take a very holistic, not only just a holistic approach, but a very broad spectrum approach. And sometimes she'll often say that it's the issue sometimes is not what the issue seems. A lot of times she'll get referrals, the child has been pre-diagnosed or there's a suspicion of this disorder or that disorder. And then she'll get into it and find something entirely different that came out of the blue that nobody thought about or nobody looked at before. And this is a very, you know, intelligent diagnostician. You know, when you want to look for more than just what appears on the surface. And beyond that, you know, she's certainly made it her life's career to be this type of diagnostician where whatever, I've heard her say many times, whatever it takes, as long as it takes, I'm getting to the bottom of this. She's like a dog with a bone. She doesn't let it go. She will hold on to it until she gets to the bottom of it. And she's also looking at this wide circle of circumstances and life issues that maybe the parents and the teachers that could be missing. So I think that from that point of view, whether you're a coach or a teacher or relatives or administrator, and you notice that something isn't quite on the money or something's not quite right, she certainly is the clinic and the diagnostician that you want to come to. And that being said, Siobhan, any last comments?
I think that's about it. But what I will do is take the mic off you and offer to close the show once again like I did last week. So there we have it. We're out of time. And that does it again for another edition of the Creative Learning Concepts Radio Show on News Talk 760 WJR. I'd personally like to thank Anne-Marie for being a wonderful host and for Lisa, even in her absence, for being a wonderful director of an absolutely astounding program. She's the founder of the Popper Institute. And you can contact her at the Popper Institute by calling 844-4-POPPER. Again, that's 844-4-POPPER or online at creativelearningconceptsmi.com. Again, that's creativelearningconceptsmi.com. We're going to close tonight's show again with the ABC Rap, conceived and co-written by Lisa Popper and performed by Detroit rapper Lo Fat and myself, Siobhan Cronin. Good night, and as always, enjoy the music.
Education. Education,
yeah.
Education,
yeah.
Always stay in school, yeah, that's the coolest thing. Be the best, life is like a boomerang. Concentration will always get you through. D is for doing all the things that you need to do. Just pull your weight up, down, down, you will go. Education is the key to the world, yo. Just find your way. It's a good thing, and you can see all the joy education brings. A, always stay in school, it's the coolest thing. B, be the best you can be if you just believe. C, concentration would always get you through. D is for doing all the things that you need to do. E, education will make a better you. F means you find your way if you stay in school. G is for good grade equals hard work. The guys who ain't in school is the real jerks. H, be a hero and do what you gotta do. How you gon' make it if you don't stay in school? I, independence will always shine through. J, just stay focused to make a better you. K, keep it pushing and never stop. L, mean a better listener will always learn a lot. M, stay motivated and never lazy. Even when life get hectic, it's all gravy. N, never say never, never lose hope. I don't care if your back is up against the ropes. O, overcome life diversities. P is for the people who believe. If you believe it in your heart, then you should achieve. Q means ask questions. Don't be ashamed. Your voice counts too, now let them know your name. R is for keep it real at all times. We all know education build a strong mind. S is for success. Now let's get it. T is for the truth, for the young youth. U is for all race to unite. V is for the victory, it is in sight. W is where there's a will, that's a way. X mark the spot why you can't zest through the day.
Yeah,
through the day.
Yeah,
through the day.
Yeah,
always stay in school. Yeah, that's the coolest thing. Be the best, life is like a boomerang. Concentration will always get you through. D is for doing all the things that you need to do. Always stay in school. Yeah, that's the coolest thing. Be the best, life is like a boomerang. Concentration will always get you through.